Dan, give me a clap. Today's rundown brought to you by Movement. You know the deal with Movement right now, by now. About $90, $95 for a watch. Looks like it's a couple hundred dollars. Very fancy watches. In fact, Movement just came out with a new sunglasses line. I don't know if you guys caught that. A lot of fancy stuff on there. But you go to movement.com or Movement Watches, MVMTwatches.com/rundown. You get 15% off. Get all the compliments. Everyone will be like, oh shit, you're a stoolie, you wear MVMT. It'll really work out for you. MVMTwatches.com/rundown, 15% off. Get it. First topic of the day. Zay Jones. Did you see this fucking video?
I saw it.
You saw it. You did your prep work.
Well, I don't know how he's. There was a lot of blood.
There was too much blood.
Yeah.
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 At some point, all the blood ends up on the hotel hallways, you're probably gonna die.
The highlight of the video for me wasn't the naked man trying to jump out of a 30-floor window. It was the guy who was filming it going through the hallway, catching all the blood. And he walks by, like, the hotel maid of sorts.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's a lot of blood. This sucks, huh? Yeah. The guy's just like, yup.
That's bad, huh? Yep. That's bad business.
This is my fucking life, man.
And you know, as a hotel maid, she's definitely cleaned blood out of bed sheets before, but probably not the carpet, you'd hope. Yeah.
That's one of those situations you got to think about just quitting your job. It's like, I can go find another hotel.
Dude, imagine
anywhere.
They send you to the 30th floor. Look, there's a mess up there. You got to go clean it up. It's a scene out of American Psycho. Yeah. Right. I'm like, nah.
There's more than one hotel in this city. Yeah. Let's go find that
one. It reminds me of that guy in Superbad when he drops all the bottles in the booze store and he just goes, fuck my life.
Yes. Such a good movie.
Yeah.
Yes. I gotta watch that again. It's been a long time.
That might be one of those ones.
It's a rewatchable.
That's a rewatchable for sure. Do we know what happened with him? Was it drugs?
It's a lot of people were talking about it, and they were like, you know, you loud people on Players Tribune who say, you know, they come out about mental health, but you make fun of this guy. That wasn't mental health.
I don't know. It reminded me. Remember. Who's a Lions wide receiver who got arrested a bunch?
Megatron.
No, that was definitely not him. Did you said that with confidence? But
no,
it's like the one guy you can't say. You could have said Golden Tate, and then like, oh, maybe. What's his name?
Titus Jones.
Mm-hmm. And he had like a bunch of situations where he was doing weird stuff, and it was mental health. So I'm just curious whether this was drugs or mental health.
I would imagine it stems from mental health,
right?
But the drugs are what brought it out.
Yeah.
You don't try and jump out of a window, like fight your brother. By the way, your brother, you gotta knock him out earlier than this.
Yeah, put him in a chokehold or something.
But my brother's acting kind of crazy. We'll just like fight. I won't be like, dude, stop. You're running out of hotel naked.
He's naked. It's hard to do a sleeper hold on somebody who's naked because then everyone's like, oh, that was, you're gay.
I think your brother, you get away with it.
That's a good point, Francis.
at worst, it's incest.
You'd rather your brother go to jail and possibly ruin his career than a couple of people be like, are you gay?
Right. Because so, you don't want to be the guy who chokes out your brother naked and gets a little bit of boner.
Yeah. I got a question.
It's incest. It's sort of
I think he was looking out for his brother. He knows his brother's into the autoerotic stuff. Yeah. He says, if I choke him out, he's going to get a boner. And that's going to look terrible.
Have you guys ever put anyone to sleep?
No.
I have accidentally a friend before, like wrestling, and I actually put him to sleep.
Really?
Scary moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it?
And I was like, everyone's like, you're such a fucking dickhead. I was like, I didn't mean to do that.
Mm.
I thought the sleeper hold was like a joke. Yeah, you just like dropped for a second, and I was like, holy shit, whoops.
I'd love to do it.
I was scared.
I'd be nervous I'm going to kill somebody.
It was just, like the drunk, wrestling around, whoops, I just put someone to sleep.
But, can't you kill somebody as well doing that?
Oh, yeah.
So what's the time difference between knocking them out and then continuing and
just
killing
strangling
them?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you got to give it, in movies, if I could judge from that, you give it that extra pull for the pop.
Yeah. Their feet kick out one last time,
yeah.
And then it's...
Yeah. Or if you've got, like, some nice steel dental floss,
yep.
You can sort of sever the neck uh-huh. jugular yeah. while choking, that's a tough way to
yep.
go. Tough way.
Up or maybe next. Do it like Goodfellas and just put a ice pick in the back of their head.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was a... We're just going to turn this into a way
of killing people. From, like, sleeper holds, like, wrestling with your buddies to how could you murder someone
yeah,
quickly?
I don't have any ice picks handy, but if you do, I'll take one and try it.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I would want someone to kill me if my fiance did this. Millennials are, and first of all, I think this is over-exaggerated. This is one of those things
it's
where, like...
It's a classic case of that.
Yeah, like five people did it, and the article
in
is
the
now
New
like,
York
millennials
Times,
are
yeah.
ruining engagement rings.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's. I'm sure it happened with a few people, but there are pictures of it happening.
It's like the best clickbait on the internet now if you just say millennials are ruining fill-in-the-blank.
Yes.
And then you have, like, three examples of it. And
do you see Toys R Us blamed us the other day?
Yeah.
Toys R Us blamed us because we're not having kids, so they're not selling toys anymore.
Yeah, maybe point your finger at Amazon.
Yeah,
the site that literally sends us anything with the click of a button.
But what would you do if your fiance came home? Or you're like, what do you want for a ring, babe? You know, a lot of us millennials, we kind of address the fact that we're going to get engaged, and we go ring shopping together.
Right.
So if she's like, I don't want a princess cut, I want that shit embedded.
Ugh. They look so gross.
It does not look appealing.
It's trashy as hell. Really trashy. I don't know how that works, really. I mean, is there so much loose skin on your finger that you can
I think
you know
it.
What it's like? It's like the guy, remember?
Yeah. You're like, is there so much loose skin as you pull all the skin off your finger?
It's like a silly putty.
It's like a dog's neck.
You got a lot of loose skin, dude.
It reminds me of the guy in, you know, the porn guy. Big dick porn dude who had, like, the diamond in his fucking dick.
Can't say I remember.
Oh, come on. You know, he definitely knows.
Wait a minute.
I wish I knew. No, I want to know that guy.
It's too bad that Francis didn't have this right off. Like, he says Megatron for that one.
Guess,
he's like,
I was,
yeah, I know exactly
what
you're talking
about. He was a Bang Bros fella. He went to jail for illegally trafficking animals. He got arrested with a
Pedro or like
Pedro. Sure, he looked like a Pedro.
I know what you mean. It's
he had a real hammer on him.
And it
had a diamond embedded in it. So
and it looks like a mole.
The
I always thought it was a mole.
Yeah, no.
It's like
no,
a Prince Albert.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a Prince Albert. I've seen a Prince Albert.
Half a Prince Albert.
No, it was just an embedded diamond.
I think they
call it a pearl.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. That guy had a crazy look on his face.
Yeah.
He's a crazy guy.
Yeah, he got arrested for illegally transporting, like, chickens. So that's not a thing a normal person does.
There was a point in time, I think it was 2015, I might have my years wrong, where the Bulls were playing the Cavs in the playoffs, and I was like, this is finally going to be the year the Bulls do it. And I thought about possibly getting an MJ hoop earring for good luck. What would you guys have said if I had done that? just rocking a hoop earring?
I was wondering about this the other night. Like, first of all, I think you would look good with it.
I don't think so.
Because we would think, that's intentional, and Big Cat meant it.
Yeah, no, I would have meant it, but I don't think I would have looked good. I would have looked, it would have been so bad it's good, but not
you,
actually
but you've
good.
Reached the point in your life where, like, you have... Done
I could,
so many things
yeah.
where it's just like, okay, that's just like,
that's what
damn.
I'm doing
You're
now.
Sort of irreproachable.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe I do it.
But this is my point. People, guys aren't getting earrings anymore. And you look back through history, there are some cool men that have earrings. Harrison Ford has both ears pierced.
Michael Jordan, Harrison Ford, Morgan Freeman. But what happens with all trends, they eventually come back. So I have to pick my spot and try to get on the hoop earring.
The first.
Yeah, before it comes all the way back.
You
before
be
we
the...
get New York Times being millennials are bringing back hoop earrings.
Right.
I want to be the first.
I'm with you.
All right, so maybe we'll do that.
Next, car thief. I love how, by the way, this is like my favorite rundown ever, because there's really, these topics are a very
Yeah, but we're doing
loose...
a good job of making something. We're milking the cow.
There was
we're milking the cow.
These are very loose guys.
I'm having a great time.
I got a little anecdote for this one, too.
Yeah, nice. Perfect. Yeah. Car thief was stealing a car. After stealing the car, realized there was a baby in it, pulled into the next gas station, dropped off the baby. I think he's still on the lam right now.
Good guy.
Good guy.
Hero.
Good guy.
He's like a stork of gas stations.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's just dropping babies off. He's just like, here you go. I mean, like in the olden times, they just put that baby like down the river. That's how Moses was created, right?
Yeah. Right, and you know that this child is going to grow up to start a line of gas stations
that
will make billions of dollars.
He's a chosen one.
Yes.
He's like from the leftovers.
This
He's
the
chosen
Moses
child.
This is the Moses of Sunoco.
Yeah, that's,
you know
that's
what I mean?
A great line. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So this reminded me, A couple years ago, there was actually someone carjacked in Chicago, a van full of dogs. Because it was like a, like a pet hotel. Like the dogs like got picked up and dropped off at the doggy daycare.
That's not something I do fucking, accidentally. That's
it was like, the middle of winter, and it was like maybe the scariest thing ever. Then he just had a van full of dogs. Can you imagine if that was your dog? Yeah.
Well, how many dogs?
Your kid,
were in
like
there?
You're an asshole for leaving your kid in the car.
Right.
Your dog, you did the right thing, daycare, all that shit. And then some dude steals the whole van. I think they found her eventually, but it was scary.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
That is a nightmare.
It's very scary.
Well, so the thing that they're saying about
my anecdote wasn't as good. Sorry.
No, I liked it.
Nah, it wasn't that good. It wasn't that good.
You know, the anecdote wasn't that great, but you're still
hilarious. I'll admit it. It fell flat. That's my bad.
That's okay. Well, you know what? I'll say this. The thing that people are talking about is that shame on the car owner for leaving their child, their baby, in the car. It's almost like you're asking for somebody to come along and steal your baby.
I don't know.
And it's not really his fault.
I don't blame the people here, because I'll tell you, like, I'll leave a kid in the car. I don't give a fuck about it.
But it's not the carjacker's fault, because you don't expect there's going to be a baby in the car you're trying to jack.
No.
But also, if I'm viewing this as like a parent, you needed your cigarettes. Like, you don't want to lug the kid in the fucking thing.
Well, at least
thing.
Lock the door.
You run. That's
turn the car off, maybe. Yeah. So, I don't know.
But like, I've done that shit. I get to like, I will admit, I will come clean here. I have left my dog in the car for like 30 seconds. And I'll run in to get a tin or something like that. And it'll be parked right in front of the gas station. And I'll run in and I'll run out.
Car running?
No. Everything's off. But like, I always see all those videos of people like smashing the windows because there's
You can leave your dog in the car for a few minutes if you can crack the windows.
I get terrified that like people will see that, like, I bet this car's been here for 3 hours. Get me a brick.
No, you crack the windows. You leave your dog in the car.
I always get very, very nervous.
You can't leave one in there for the like on a hot, like if it's over 90 degrees, I don't leave Stella in the car. But if it's...
No, I literally run into the building and run out. And I like the whole time I'm watching, making sure no one's
smashing
my car.
Like,
but it's a nerve-wracking experience.
Yeah, very nerve-wracking. Agreed.
Next up, Chinese military. Chinese military is
wait, do the other ad.
Oh, good idea.
I was just laughing at Francis.
Good idea with the keys.
I had this vision in my brain of like this child being dropped off at like a boarding school and like being raised and becoming like this incredible like squash prodigy and having a totally different life because a black man stealing a car.
Okay, so in your dream, no, this is good, because this is where tangents should go, but in your dream, like, the kid is really good at squash. That's the pinnacle?
I just think, like, maybe the kid is, you know, he's a gas station kid, and he's born to, like, clean gas station bathrooms, but because of this theft, he ends up, like, being born into a totally different life, where he ends up being an Olympic kayak champion
again,
or something like that.
He's
something
off-sport.
Very like
he's perfect, Francis.
Yeah.
He's going up what he knows.
A really good fencer.
This is like when in The Office when Dwight was like, "Yeah, I have a hotel in hell, and I'm working the desk." And you're like, "Wait, so you're the bellhop for your own hotel, like in your dream?" Like, yeah, squash.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love squash?
Yeah.
How's your squash game?
Mine's pretty good.
Yeah.
But like, okay, so then right at the end of this dream, the kid decides that he can't move on with his life unless he discovers who his true birth parents are. And he shows up, he does all this like biological research, he somehow finds his birth parents, and he shows up at their door wearing, you know, his squash polo, and his headband and his like whatever national championship medal.
Okay.
And his parents are just like crack addicts.
Well, no, I got a plot twist for you, right?
Okay.
He shows up, he finally finds his parents, he shows up at their door, and in the driveway, it's 90 degrees out, and they've got a new baby in there about to die. He cracks the fucking window, saves that baby's life, and now he adopts their son.
Raises that
it's like
kid
it's just parents that are
her
habitual, like baby, like abandoners.
Baby incubators.
Yeah,
I guess
right.
You could say.
Right,
yeah.
And then we got a sequel right there.
There you go.
Just keep making money.
It is a huge line of squash legends raised from cars that were overheating.
I hope Peter Chernin's listening to this rundown. Because we just fucking, that's gold.
We should
I smell
write that.
An Oscar.
That's a movie right there.
Shut the fuck up.
Has a sequel ever won an Oscar?
Let me read this out.
I think the sequel will be stronger.
Godfather 2 won Best Picture.
Did it. Yeah, there we go. Did,
yeah. Keeps. Get your first month of treatment for free at keeps.com/barstool. We really drive this point home, but I think we got three heads of hair here that Sel keeps. You don't want to look like Dave for a period of time, always worrying about who's behind you taking pictures. You don't want to look like a bald person. You want to look like the hair sitting before you in fluorescent shirts. Keeps.com/barstool. First month of treatment, free. Okay, let's see where this one goes.
Are you nervous a little bit about the... Sometimes people mention my, like...
Widow's
it's
speech
the, it's
or whatever?
The
I don't know if that's,
I
don't know if that's like a real thing or not. People always are like, look at that. And I'm like, I think that's the same.
I think we're okay for now. I think we would know. I'd be more concerned about it if it were... I'm with you, though. I know what you mean. That's where it's going to go first.
I think I just have a five head.
Is your mom's dad, is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so that's he died true. With a head full of hair.
So did my, my grandfather.
I've convinced myself it's true just because he also died with full of hair. Okay. So I ease my concern by saying, well, look, this one article I read one time says that you get it from your mom's dad.
My mom's father was 6'4". My dad is only 5'10", so that's where I get my height from. Unfortunately, he was also a convicted murderer. That probably explains my tendencies. No.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
because I actually
it is one of those things you hear. You're like,
you could have could have sold that. You could have kept on going with that.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, Francis has murdering blood.
Yeah. Well, we know that about me.
Yeah. True.
I watched that Zay whatever video and thought that looks delicious.
Yeah. You got a little hard.
Yeah. A little bit. Not all the way.
A lot of
but
blood.
Enough to know it was happening.
Blood.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Chinese military. Yeah. They are now on college campuses preventing smoking and drinking, but also warning people that if they participate in PDA, they will have their faces plastered around and they'll be shamed.
This is awesome.
It's fantastic. Great. Thank God I was
no,
like,
this is awesome.
Dude, like, yeah, I was smooching at the library. That's where I put my fucking face all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
You don't have to kiss and tell. You get to still be a gentleman and say, look, I didn't tell everybody. The government did.
There is a difference, though.
Oh, you want to be... You're glad because it advertises
the
action.
Yeah, look
that
at this dude
getting.
Kissing girls all over the place.
Oh! I was saying it's good because PDA is disgusting.
I'm with that.
I'm with that, but I'm also with getting caught. Okay. I don't want to see you kissing, but if I happen to be kissing, tell everyone.
Let me ask you guys a question, though. PDA is disgusting if it's, like, during the day, and you're in a spot where it's, like, you're walking down the street, you're at a Starbucks, you're at a mall, whatever. It's like, get the fuck out of my face. PDA... Like outside of a bar at 2 a.m, I'm watching because they might just fuck.
Yes.
Like you get that little bit of where's this gonna go?
Yeah.
I want to see the end of this movie.
Yeah, if your Wi-Fi is down, you might as well stick around.
Yeah,
because
it is it's thrilling.
Could
right.
end up you
right.
know, developing.
So,
but it's an interesting point. Like we think about love in the movies portrayed as Bradley Cooper making out with like Uma Thurman next to a lake with swans in it. That's not what love in real life is like.
No.
Love in real life manifests as two overweight Hispanic teenagers making out in the Union Square subway station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Horrible acne, sweating, they've got neck hair. It's disgusting.
You're not bothered by
it. Farted, like,
you're not bothered
recently.
By it. It was a very specific instance, but you're not bothered by it at all. What day was it?
This summer, I saw it, and you could hear them making out. That is where it bothers me. The lips, it was like they were eating peanut butter off each other's faces.
Oh, my God.
It was disgusting. There were trains going by, and I could hear them making out.
I'm happy you finally be able to get this off your chest.
I've been wanting to
That's
say
a
it
long
for so
time.
Long.
That's a long time.
Oh, man. Fuck those people.
I think Francis has been working on this since the day he saw it, because I've heard you, like, trying to work this as a
yes,
joke.
Yes, it's a bit of a bit.
You've finally been able to get it out.
Wouldn't have thought the rundown would have been the place.
I'll tell you what, it worked very well.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Right.
That's the end of the rundown. It's been a weird ride.
Yeah, we're going to do an after show, but I feel like we covered it.
That's the best rundown ever.
Yeah, I agree.
So. You guys look great in your
you too.
We all look great.
I'm going to move a little bit because I have this very maneuverable chair.
Yeah.
I think the rundown's in place.
These shirts are... It's like we're going galactic bowling. That's what I have. That's the feeling. I
had laser tag. Galactic bowling on the same level, though. Yeah.
Both work.
Yeah.
Did you ever go galactic bowling?
What is that exactly?
That's where you go after like 8:30 p.m. and they turn the lights down. The pins start to glow under black lights, and they play music.
We didn't call it galactic bowling. I forget. I've done it, but
it's like black light bowling. But that is scary because you might have cum on your pants.
It's always a concern.
I mean,
you've, yeah.
like, that's, that is, I and am so
not,
afraid of black
it's lights. It's not a mite. Yeah. I have color yeah, pants. Right. I just like, don't want people to see.
Black lights are fucked up.
How often do you wash your pants? Like, you ejaculate way more often than you wash your pants.
I was actually in a bowling league that had that.
Why are you coming on the outside of your just, pants?
It's clean
Dude, sometimes you go with, like, the Mike Adriano where you just pull it right out the fly. Yeah. And you hammer
Dude,
it quick.
So I used to be in a bowling league, and it was all blacklight bowling. And after the first game,
in a bowling league. Like, I don't know why I'm surprised to learn that Dan was in a bowling league.
It was fun. So, but after the first game, when I realized everything was blacklights, I sent my team like a note, and I was like, "Hey, why don't we all wear white?" And no one said anything. Like, yeah, that's a good idea.
You,
team building.
You look like you were exactly. born in a bowling league. You came out of the womb and you.
I wish I was
a
better bowler, but I love bowling.
Bowling is so fun. So it's fun. So you always forget how much fun it right. is, and then you go.
It's you just drink and just get up every now and then.
It's a great date. It's a great date bowling.
Unless you have cum on your pants.
Well, yeah.
Well, then she knows you can cum. So. Little this or that.
Resume builder. Oh, this guy
This guy actually has a penis.
My history of dating unejaculating men yeah. is finally going to come to an end.
Proof positive. Hey, it might help.
Look at the receipts on his pants right there. It's terrific.
He can, in fact, ejaculate. All right.
You want to do your Vegas?
No, that's we're good. We're good. Let's finish on a high note. Yes.
Oh, yes,
check it out.
Variety hour.
If you thought this was fun, check out the
very
Variety
Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Skit that I thought did very well. The Crisis Actors.
Crisis
that
actors.
Was very, very
Shout
funny.
Shout out BFT commentator.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the rundown.
That's the rundown.